Loneliness was the main reason older people made calls to a Loans National support and referral line last year. According to the organisation's annual report published this afternoon, about one third of callers never received a visitor. Sean Moynihan is the chief executive of Athlone, and he's with us this afternoon. Thanks a million for coming in. Will you tell us first of all about the overall volume of calls you received last year? It was up quite a bit.
Yeah, last year we supported around 38,000 people across. We are a truly national organisation in every community. And even though we support people around health, transport, finance, utilities, what's common to an awful lot of those people on top of those challenges is loneliness. And ultimately is the increase in those reaching out for support or being referred to us is around 50% in 2023 and has continued climbing in 2024.
Right, so somebody may ring you ostensibly about their electricity bill or whatever, and then when you start to have a chat, you realise there's more to this.
Yeah, around a third of people, and it's amazing, a third of the people we work with are older people themselves ringing us, so we really appreciate that trust. Probably a third from hospitals and clinicians, and a third from primary healthcare doctors and GPs. And ultimately is, as we create support plans, a big cross-cutting issue is loneliness. We're really proud of within this report is whether people came to us with housing, health, transport or loneliness, 87% of what people asked us for, we were actually able to meet within resolve, and probably around 75% of that within 3 weeks. But the loneliness, we still show within the programme for government, and there's two or three government strategies, we still haven't got the traction for an action plan, because loneliness unfortunately affects young and old.
So what support can you offer people at the moment?
Well, in our case, we're lucky. The reality is we have a very large cohort of volunteers, around 7,000 in the system, sort of who visit. And see, combating loneliness is about not just social need, it's about meeting an emotional need. So even though somebody may talk to somebody or, you know, get other services, it's about somebody actually having the time, building the relationships. So our volunteers build that relationship, some of it on the phone, but mostly in person, hundreds of thousands of visits, and spend time with people and befriend them, and ultimately then give them some practical supports and also link them into social activities so we can help people combat that loneliness.
It's such a difficult thing to combat, isn't it? Because in a given situation, one person might feel extreme loneliness and someone else might cog along okay.
I think that's reality. It's a personal, you know, it's a personal subjective thing. But the problem is that the evidence, and we've set up a loneliness task force across all age groups, including Jigsaw, etc., and academics, and we set up the loneliness task force research network. The evidence is it damages your physical and mental health, and loneliness will shorten your life. Tilda unfortunately produced a report last month that they called it Loneliness Kills. So the reality of it is everybody, the great success of our annual report 2003 is us and the enhanced community care of the HSE, which is Sláinte Care in Action, moving into the community and providing supports. But the reality is we will need to build the capacities, the action plans around loneliness, because unfortunately it is pervasive.
Sean Moynihan of Athlone, thank you very much for being with us this afternoon.